raising them up. What a glorious job and responsibility. The Word of God says, Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So to be clear, right at the outset, I am speaking to born-again saints. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. Also speaking to people that homeschool. Yeah, that's key. If you're not homeschooling, do everything you can to get those children at home with mom and dad. Do everything if you want to raise up obedient children that honor mom and dad and serve God. All right, so it's a parent's duty to be a godly example in the home, a godly, obedient, holy saint, out of the world, out of churchianity, out of their flesh, seeking the kingdom of God, and then raise up your children that will live in a way that honor both you as parents and God. Ephesians 6:1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. I like that. Very succinct. It's right. Children, obey your parents. Your goal is to teach them to do that. Why? Because the ultimate goal is that they grow up to do this. Matthew 22:37. Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. The other gospels add, with all your strength. You want to raise them up to love and obey God. We love God by obeying him. 1 John 5:3, right? So that's the goal. These little ones aren't staying little long. We don't want to keep them little. We want to raise them up to be young adults, then full mature adults, following Christ in full obedience. How do we do this? How can this be done? Well, let's talk about some key aspects. First, a disclosure, disclaimer. I did raise children. I never raised godly children under the admonition of the Lord. I was born again after my children were grown and gone. There was a time, as an unregenerated man, I was studying the Bible and teaching my children some of the biblical concepts. So I have some experience in this, but I'm not an expert in raising godly children. But I have raised children, I've been around grandchildren, and I've been in the Word of God for over 40 years. And so I think I can bring these together and offer you some suggestions. You go and test what I'm telling you to the Word of God, okay? And see how it will come out for you, what you can do with this advice. So, let's talk about some key aspects on raising up children. Number one, you have to have the world's influence out of the house. Romans 12:2, be not conformed to the world. This is why I said homeschooling. Public school, any other school, even a really good Christian school, teaches them to be honoring, obeying someone else other than mom and dad. It's not good. So get all the influences out of your house. This means TV, movies, cartoons, unbiblical friends, unbiblical family that influence them. Anything, I could have a big list here, but you be the parents, you decide. Anything that is worldly and ungodly needs to be driven, plucked out of your home. Pluck it out. It causes rebellion, and it'll undercut your authority. Number two, consistent structure, rules, daily order is a key. God is not the author of confusion, right? 1 Corinthians 15:33. So what I'm meaning here is make your days, your ways, your discipline always the same so there's no confusion in them on what they should be doing, what they shouldn't be doing, what's the ramifications when they don't do it. Consistency, no partiality, fairness. When they grow up in the adult world, they're going to know the laws. They're going to know their job rules. They're going to read God's word and know how to understand and obey that. It doesn't change a lot, does it? Not much. God's word never changes. Man's laws, job rules will change a little bit. But you want to teach them consistency in rules and order and discipline and structure. Parents are usually really bad at this. So think about that, okay? Think about that. Number three, young children, you decide the age, parents, need to know the pain of rebellion is the rod. Yeah, they need to know that rebellion against mom and dad is going to cause them pain from the rod. Proverbs 23:13. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. Wow, that's quite a a scripture verse there. He shall not die. The Bible teaches physical punishment for children. There's no doubt about it. We can't get around it. We don't want to get around it. God knows best. He knows better than we do. Proverbs 23:14. Thou shalt beat him with a rod and shall deliver his soul from hell. Hey, there's a scripture verse for you. You don't hear many modern pastors and parents talking about that, do you? Now, obviously, we are not beating them to cause major harm, major imprint, major physical organ damage. No, no, no. That's not the point of this. We are to inflict pain, to cause a pride correction, to cause a change of direction, to cause a change of attitude. Yeah, small children, this is why it works good on small children. They don't have good reasoning skills yet. They can be stubborn, selfish, wanting their own way, right? They can't reason with them very well. Oh, you bring them back with some physical pain. This is a breaking of their will, and you do it young and do it early. And this can go a long way to teach them punishment, rebellion, pain, obedience. Parents, I'm not even going to go there. You decide what ages to start this. You decide what ages to stop this. I'm smart enough to know. I'm not putting that in an audio. I'll tell you what, you can contact me. If we have unity and fellowship, we'll help you in that. But other parents must decide that on their own. Dad, I will say this. As the children get older, physical punishment can get more complicated and harder for mom. You may need to take that over solely with the older children, especially the boys, and make sure that it is consistent and know when it will be used and stick to it. You're not going to help them if you're wishy-washy and always bending the rules. God doesn't bend rules. Man's laws don't bend rules. Their job won't bend rules. Nature is harsh. You know, stick your face in a fan. It's not going to go well for you. Run in front of a fast-moving car. Teach them ramifications for their behavior. That's the point, okay? Number four, older children, all right? I'm going to say pre or early to mid-teens. You put the age in there. They may need a different incentive to be instructed for obedience. Physical punishment, hopefully you've been doing it all along. It's a former and a trainer of them. But it may no longer be appropriate based on their age, and it may no longer work as well. So you have to find ways that you can cause them pain, not physical pain, via loss as maturing adults, so they can understand this, that rebellion means separation from something. Sin separates us from God. Hopefully your Bible studying with them will get to that. And rebellion against parents could cause separation from freedoms and things they like and love. Yeah, things like allowance, things like activities they really like to do, skills. Yeah. You've got to foster that in them. So then you have leverage to discipline them, and it's also helping them to grow up, to be healthy, contributing, working, functioning young adults. So at some point, you got to move away from the physical punishment and move on to things that will also cause them pain and separation that they'll understand mentally, not physically. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Number five, do a Bible study with all your children, young age, all the way on up, and teach them what God's word says about obedience and discipline. This will be backing up your authority. Don't just yell at them and say, Mom and Dad say so. Teach them God's word teaches this. Okay? And tell them you're training them up for God. You represent God. And they have to be obedient in this young life and be obedient to you, or they're going to suffer. And then when they grow up, if they're rebellious against God and the government and laws, they're going to suffer. They're going to go to jail if they're against the laws. They're going to go to hell if they're against God. Yeah, teach them all of these things from the Word of God at age-appropriate times so they can have an understanding why Mom and Dad are doing what they do, right? Fear is a very good motivator. Wow, the Bible says the beginning of fear is wisdom. The beginning of wisdom is fear of God. So fear is a really good motivator. Do not be afraid of that. I hope you obey the laws of your town because you're fearful to go to jail. If not, you're a fool. I hope you pay your taxes and obey the government so they don't come and arrest you and send you and separate you from your family. If you don't, you're a criminal and you're not very wise. So fear is a great motivator, especially fear of God. We don't fear man for other reasons, but we should fear man to obey the rules. The Bible says to obey the ordinances and those that rule over us, right? All right, number six, boredom. This is a big one. Pay attention, parents. Boredom should never be at play in your house, in your life, with your children. Redeem the time, Ephesians 5. Work. There's a time for them to work. There's a time doing chores at home and things. Play. Yeah, let them have an active play life. That's building skills. Good, pure, and true stuff. Study. Study the word. Do their school, homeschooling work. Chores, as I said, very important. Rigorous chores. Morning, afternoon. Morning, midday, afternoon. One day they're going to have to work a lot if they're young men. Teach them to work. Girls, are being homemakers, Titus 2, they have to work every day, all day. Right? How about service, serving others? Yeah, that's a great one. Teach them to serve others. You find creative ways to do that. Work on skills. We're going to talk about that. That'll help them in their future life. Like businesses, a small business, projects, things they can build, things they can create, things that will motivate them and grow them to have skills to make a living one day. Teach them it's okay to learn things, to fail at them. You know, they might try something and go, that didn't work out for me. That's okay. They're going to learn something through that. Creative, learning, moving forward, active, work, play, sleep, study, serving, work, play, sleep, study, serving. This is what Jesus did. This is what Apostle Paul did. This is what John and all the men did. This is what I strive to do. There is no goof-off fooling time. Now, small children need playtime. I understand that. But older children, playtime's less important. Make their free time be constructive with skills and projects and study and learning. You see what I'm saying? No idle time, no boring time. This is important. You want to avoid boredom with children from a small age. Teach them it's okay to sit, to be quiet, to be still, to think, to pray, to ponder the things of God, to ponder life, to look around. They don't always have to be running, moving, jumping, doing something. Contentment. Godliness with contentment is great gain, the Bible says. They may not be born again little believers yet, but God can work in them, even at this young age. Teach them self-control. And teach them what it's like to have the inner calm and joy that the Holy Spirit will bring one day. Yeah, you can get them ready for the Holy Spirit to indwell in them. Think about this. If you have a calm, joyful, peaceful child, and they repent and obey Christ and the Spirit comes to them, what a smooth transition. If you've got a rowdy, rambunctious, unhappy, miserable, contentious child, there's a long way to go to get to that calm and joy of the Holy Spirit. Does that make sense, parents? I hope it does. Moving on. I think from the early ages they should be taught, this is critical, games, activities, skills that will help move them towards their vocation, future jobs, and activity every day. This keeps them active. It keeps their mental skills growing. It keeps their hand skills growing. You can tie it to the things of God. Show them how men in the Bible worked. You can tie this all together. Tie their life together with the scriptures. Obedience, examples, stories, teaching, training. Young ones drawing pictures. Acting story things out. Not acting, excuse me. Pretending on paper to draw out the pictures of Noah's Ark and the pictures of Joseph and all of these things. And let them play these things out before them. We don't want to teach them to act. We want to let them play these things out. But be creative. And hopefully, these projects, these skills, I hate to use the word hobby, I won't use it, because hobbies are idle, but these projects, these skills, these activities that you have for them, small ones drawing, older ones creating things, other younger girls learning to cook and do all kinds of creative things, learning to sew, young boys learning to do all kinds of things, hopefully, they're going to like it so much as they become young adults, you can use it as an obedience tool, a discipline tool. Ready? Let me give you an example. I grew up a little pagan heathen. I didn't have Christ, all right? But I loved to hunt and fish so much as a small child. By the time I was 11, I did it all the time. Besides school and chores, I was hunting and fishing, all right? Now, that wasn't the best thing for a young man to do, but it wasn't sinful. And I'm glad, because I think it kept me out of drugs and drinking and a lot of trouble. And I did learn how to provide, catch meat, catch fish. I did learn a lot of things. But by the time I was 11, my mother could discipline me by going, if you don't behave, I'm taking your fishing pole and your bow away, and you're going to sit in the house. Oh, that was worse than beating me with a rod, trust me. Yeah, I love to be out in God's creation. I love God's creation before I even knew about God. Imagine that. So use those things that you've put a spark in them about, that are good, pure, and true, skills, talents, interests, projects, interests that they have that'll grow up in them to be their vocation, then use that as a discipline tool. So work at it with them, encourage them, buy them things they need to work on these things, and then pull it back and take it away when they are in a discipline situation. And that should be a lot easier for you to have something over them when the rod is no longer appropriate. Let's talk about this. Girls can learn all the homemaking skills and cooking. Boys should learn some of that too, no doubt. Then all the children, yep, all of them, but I'm saying boys especially, should be encouraged to do things like building, fishing, growing food, raising animals, making things, mechanics, home repairs. They're going to be the breadwinners in life, right? Teach them to use their hands. Teach them to use tools. I know some children you're going to have, they're great with numbers. Okay, you can teach them with numbers too. But try to be well-rounded and find what they're good and they're interested in that is good, pure, and true. Then build upon those things and get them interested in them. No boredom. Purpose, reason, so that they're going to have a life and they're going to glorify God with their life and all that they do. When I was young, I used to get old appliances. My dad would bring them home. He got me a toolbox, and he gave me some basic tools. I used to take appliances apart at like 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, watch out. I was never allowed to plug anything in. I probably would have electrocuted myself. But I was sitting there taking motors apart, belts, and then I would make stuff. I would build bikes and carts and birdhouses, and I made bows and tree forts. You know what? One of our favorite things, my dad would go to the store and get big appliance boxes, and we would make houses, skyscrapers we called them, ladders up the middle, and cabins, and we would build them and cover them with aluminum foil, and that taught me how to, hey, not long ago, I built Sister Debbie and I a tiny house that we could live in with my own hands. We built our whole homestead with our hands. I didn't sit around and watch TV much. Some, but not much. I thank God for that. So I used to spend hours and hours with erector sets, scrap wood, cardboard boxes when it was too cold or rainy or whatever to go hunting and fishing. And I built stuff. And we even used to try to sell stuff and do things like that. So find interests that are good, pure, true, and then encourage them and motivate them. Be active in all these things. A balance in life. There should never be boredom. Work, study, chores at home, study of God's word, study of their homeschooling. And all of these things, sleep, and then, yeah, playtime for small ones, free time for the older ones as they do these skills, quiet time, all building and develop these interests and talents as they are growing up. Then, at the right age, I really encourage this, especially today with the internet and everything, if you watch over it, teach them how to maybe start a business. Yeah, maybe it's a lemonade stand, right? There's an old one when we were kids. Grow things and sell at a farmer's market. Maybe they can start an online store. Yeah, I know that sounds outrageous, but I know people that do it with their children. Be creative. Think of things to teach them. You got to work to make money to survive. These are all things that you can do for them so that they'll be active, they'll be busy, they'll be interested, they'll be engaged, they'll enjoy it, and then you could take it away as discipline. You see the point? Yeah, and it's okay to fail, like I said. They're going to try stuff, and it's going to be a waste. Don't spend a lot of money. Just let them dabble and then see if they like it or not, and then you move on. Those things that they desire, then you can use to discipline when the paddling age is gone. That's my point. Now, warning to you parents. If you allow or raise up a bored, unhappy child with no motivation or interest for anything, this is a recipe for disaster. As they get older and older in their teen years, this is a heart and attitude problem, yep. And it's very critical at this age. I know it's critical at all ages, but very critical at this age. You're forming them in their youth. Why is it so critical at this age? Well, most of us, well-meaning adults, when we get hit a slump or whatever, we have the ability still to make good decisions because we know, hey, I'm really depressed, but drugs aren't a good idea. Hey, I'm really upset and I'm bored. Going out and doing crime is not a good idea. I know a lot of people still do it, but most people, a lot of adults, don't do those things. Teenagers, they don't have good reasoning and logic skills. They get bored. They get frustrated. They're unhappy. They get angry. People get them involved in drugs or crime. Don't let them grow up that way. Catch them early. Catch them young. Keep them active in the word, active in the family, active in skills, training, projects, duties around the house, service jobs, studying the word of God. This is all going to lead to a job and a ministry. This is the whole point. You can do this, parents. Good parenting is just a combination of love, patience, Bible truth, discipline, order, structure, and steadfast endurance. That's all it is. I know that's a lot, but that's all it is, and you can do it. A couple more pointers. Be like God, parents. Ready? Have a goodness about you. Have a severity about you. Go read Romans 11, and your children will learn to respect that. Oh, Dad's a lot of fun when I'm behaving. Uh-oh. I'm not behaving. You don't want to be on Dad or Mom's bad side when you're misbehaving. Goodness, severity. Very, very important. And teach them to serve you as parents. And then they will eventually, when they grow up, serve others and God. Teach them now to serve others too. Teach them this life is not about themselves. That's a critical thing to obedience. Selfish people need a lot of discipline, and they get in a lot of trouble. Teach them to serve others, and you will go a long way. This life is not about them. Romans 6:16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. So teach them, serve you as parents, and you'll keep them out of trouble. Serve God when they get older, he'll keep them out of trouble, like that, right there. But if you serve sin, leads to death. You serve crime, it'll lead to jail. You serve disobedience against God, it's going to lead to hell. Teach them all these things at age-appropriate times. And again, I said this before, show them that you represent God and a rod of discipline is coming upon them if they rebel from you and from God. It's in God's word. Revelation 19:15. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Hey, parents, teach your children from a young age to submit by the rod, then submit by things they enjoy doing or they get them taken away. Teach them to obey you as parents, to honor you, to serve others, to love and respect God's word and ways. And when they are older, they will more easily be able to mold right into the godly Christian life. If they're rebellious like I was, and wicked like I was, and stubborn like I was, it's a hard road to get where I had to be today. You can help your children get there a lot easier with great wisdom, great training. Teach them to submit to you and obey now, then they'll more easily obey God when they are adults. That's what I got for you, godly parents. And that's your prayer, I know, that your children will grow up to obey and honor you and obey and honor God. You can do that all. I hope these tips have helped you in some small way. Clinging to Scripture, clinging to the truth, living it out, loving God more than anything else, than loving your spouse and your children in proper order, teaching them discipline, respect. Be stern, be loving, be good, be gracious. Bring the rod of correction. Find out what your children like that's good, pure, and true. Encourage them in it. Use it as a discipline tool. And hey, Sister Debbie and I are here to help you anytime. Go to don'tperish.com. Check out all our resources. We love you. Offering you the Word of God, the pure truth of God, some experience from older people as we travel and street preach Jesus Christ in our gospel van. I'm headed there right now. Gonna call it a night. Till next time, let us know how we can help in your faith. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.